Similar clinical and laboratory effect here, also from ACTH, with a drop of 73 points in 12 days. Is rheumatoid arthritis merely a syndrome produced by any factor which causes simple or relative deficiency of the adrenal hormone? Do certain of the so-called specific arthritides also represent an adrenal complication of their parent disease, such as, for example, the arthritis of lupus erythematosus, of psoriasis, of chronic ulcerative colitis, or even of acute gout or rheumatic fever? Regardless of the distinct parent diseases, are these articular complications essentially identical with rheumatoid arthritis? With these conjectures in mind, we have given compound E to a patient with severe psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, to another with severe lupus erythematosus and polyarthritis, with very encouraging results. We have also given compound E to three patients with acute rheumatic fever, and here is an example of what occurred in these three patients. Fever disappeared in 1 to 4.5 days, tachycardia disappeared 3.5 to 5 days, the articular symptoms in 3.5 to 11 days. The PR interval became normal in 7 to 8 days, 7 days in one, 8 days in the other, and there was no abnormality in the other, the third one. And here you will see it fell from 0.26 to 0.16 in a few days. Sedimentation rates became normal in 12 to 18 days. Hemoglobin increased 1.1 to 2.4 grams within 11 and 22 days. The increased globulin disappeared, and AE ratio became normal. We have, in addition to these three reported cases reported last week, given compound E, or cortisone, to one patient with febrile rheumatic carditis severe without joints, and also have given ACTH to one patient with acute rheumatic fever, and the initial responses are similar to these I have just described. May we have the motion picture, please? May we have the motion pictures? This is a patient, the first patient we used it on. This is her raising her arms rather painfully before compound E was used. You notice as she lowers her left arm, because of pain and weakness, she develops the rheumatoid drop, we call it, a sudden drop. And here is the same patient after 7 days on compound E. You notice how well she moves her arm. This next patient is a farmer's wife, 53 years of age, rheumatoid arthritis 2 years, who arrived in a wheelchair. She used the wheelchair largely because of pain and weakness, partly because of fear. She hadn't walked without the wheelchair, hadn't used her walkthere for several weeks, and this was the first time that she had attempted to walk under our encouragement. You will see that she's rather frightened and uncertain. She had much difficulty in rising and had to help herself. And as she sits down, she illustrates again the rheumatoid block. I might add